In this video, I'm going to rank every single Chapter 3 exclusive weapon in Fortnite history from worst to best. These, of course, are weapons that were only found in Chapter 3 of Fortnite, and I made this exact same video but with Chapter 4 exclusive weapons, so if you haven't seen that video, be sure to go check that one out. Remember, this list is weapons, right? Guns only and not items, right? So, for example, no Chrome Splash, that will not be on this list. If you guys do go on to enjoy this video, be sure to leave it a like, subscribe. We are almost at 90,000 subscribers and use code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop. With all that being said, let's get into this ranking. At number 17, the worst Chapter 3 exclusive weapon in Fortnite history, it's the Charge SMG. It is horrible, right? Like, I think this weapon is up there for being one of the worst weapons in Fortnite history. And yes, while it does have an unbelievable DPS when it is fully charged and you do hit every single shot, that rarely happens. It just doesn't make sense for me, right, to, you know, shoot your shotgun and then normally you would just switch to your SMG and shoot and kill somebody, but this weapon, you'd switch to your SMG, then you'd have to charge up a couple bullets, and then you'd have to let a couple bullets go, and then if you don't kill him there, charge up more bullets. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. I feel like if they made it so that you could, like, pre-charge bullets, right, like, maybe you could charge up 20 bullets before you go into a fight, and so then when you switch to the weapon, you could automatically just release the bullets like you would with any other SMG. I mean, look, I know, I get it, that kind of ruins the point of the weapon, but yeah, as it currently stands, the Charge SMG is brutal. I'm glad it hasn't come back. And number 16 is the Thermal Scoped Assault Rifle, but hold on, I'm talking about the Chapter 3 version here. Yes, we did have the Chapter 1 Thermal Scoped AR, but these weapons, the Chapter 1 version and the Chapter 3 version, are almost entirely different. I mean, they literally have different reticles, they have different fire rates, different damage. The Chapter 3 version is an entirely reworked version of the Chapter 1 version, and so I think it's fair to put it on this list, and obviously this will include Huntmaster Saber's Thermal Scoped AR. It's a pretty lackluster assault rifle, I will say. Like, it's not even close to being one of the best in Chapter 3, and there will be plenty of other assault rifles, really every other Chapter 3 exclusive assault rifle that will be ahead of this one. It's a good rework though, I'll give it that. At number 15 is the Sidearm Pistol, and I gotta tell you guys, the Sidearm Pistol is not bad at all. This thing is actually unbelievable. In the Legendary version, you've got a DPS of 210. You gotta remember, anything above 200 DPS for a pistol is elite. And I feel like this weapon, I just never hear anybody talk about it. And, you know, that's kind of a shame because the Sidearm Pistol is really good. Just unfortunately, at the end of the day, are you going to be taking a pistol into mid or late game? I don't think so. And I do think there are 14 other weapons in Chapter 3, specifically exclusive to this chapter, that were better than it. At number 14 is the Evochrome Shotgun. I know, this is really going to suck for you Chapter 3 Season 4 enjoyers. And while I do think in the higher rarities, the Evochrome Shotgun becomes really, really good. I'm talking in that, you know, purple, legendary, and mythic rarity. This thing does absolute work. It is really, really bad in those lower rarities. Now, what I will say, the mechanic doing damage to level up your weapons, that's unbelievable, and it puts the power into your hands, right? If you find a green one on the ground and you want a mythic one, well, go out and fight people, and you'll be rewarded with a mythic version. That mechanic is great, but unfortunately, I think the shotgun just lacks a little bit. It's got zero range. Moving on to number 13, that is the Inquisitor's Suppressed SMG. So yeah, obviously we've seen the Suppressed SMG before, but Inquisitor's, the mythic version of this Suppressed SMG, has never come back. And at the end of the day, right, like, it's just a Suppressed SMG. It is not a great SMG by any stretch of the imagination. This is the definition of a mid Fortnite weapon. If you see it on the ground, sure, you'll take it, but you'll only take it until you find something better than it. And number 12 is the Two-Shot Shotgun. And this is the second shotgun on this list, but the second of many, because if my research is correct, I'm pretty sure every single shotgun that was introduced in Chapter 3 has never seen the light of day again. It's not that this shotgun is bad by any stretch of the imagination, it's just not good, right? Like, I don't know how else to say it. It's very, very difficult to use, and it feels very difficult to consistently hit big damage. Like, every time I see gameplay with this weapon, it's like you're hitting for like 30 or 40 a shot. Two-round burst shotguns just shouldn't exist, right? And while I do think there is a time and place for this shotgun, there are so many better ones on this list. At number 11 is the Stinger SMG, but notably not its mythic version, Gunner Stinger SMG. That actually did come back in Chapter 4, Season 4. But the Stinger SMG on launch was one of the best SMGs we ever saw, but then by the time it was fully nerfed, by the end of Chapter 3, this thing was not great, I would argue, and in certain rarities, it saw a damage nerf of up to 4 damage. That is truthfully unbelievable. Like, that's a massive nerf. And they also reduced the damage to structures by 5, which was one of the main reasons why a lot of people use the Stinger SMG. Pair that with some pretty crazy recoil. I mean, you can see why towards the end of Chapter 3 that just ended up becoming not a top-tier SMG like it used to be. At number 10 is the Evo Chrome Assault Rifle. This will include its Mythic versions, and this was a really tough weapon for me to rank. I've spoken about this weapon before in a couple of videos now, and the common consensus is that in the common to blue version, it is atrocious. It is a really bad burst assault rifle. A DPS of 118 in the uncommon version isn't going to get it done, but once you start scaling to that purple and above rarity, the DPS just shoots up. It goes up to 170 in the purple version, 190 in the legendary version, all the way up to 210 for a burst assault rifle. That's absolutely insane. So I think this is a really fair spot for it, because in those lower rarities, it's almost unusable. I would not recommend it. But in those higher rarities, it is one of the best burst assault rifles we've ever seen. At number 9 is the auto shotgun, right? Essentially, this was just Chapter 3's version of the TAC, and that's legitimately what it is. It's just a tactical shotgun reskin. But in my opinion, it's worse than the TAC shotgun, and it's one of those weapons where I just never felt like I wanted to pick it up. Like, I just felt like I was always taking another shotgun over this one. I don't really know what the community kind of consensus is on the auto shotgun. It's a pretty forgettable weapon, so let me know in the comment section down below what you think about this placement. Moving on to number 8, that is the Ranger shotgun. This is a pretty polarizing Fortnite shotgun, I would say. I think it's either you love it or you hate it. There's really no in between. I feel like I really saw the Ranger shotgun kind of shine in Zero build for some reason. It just felt like this was a shotgun that you saw everywhere, and it is a true high risk, high reward weapon. I mean, you get one shot before you have to break the barrel and reload. The thing is, that pellet spread is so tight that you can, one, hit for big time damage from far away, but also, if you are hitting a shot, you're basically almost going to hit every single pellet. And so yeah, again, another shotgun that was very difficult for me to rank, and no, I don't think it was the best Chapter 3 exclusive shotgun, but I think it's a pretty decent option. At my number 7 spot though, guys, is the Striker Burst Rifle. Of course, this was the burst assault rifle with the red dot sight that was a 2-round burst, and obviously it will include Sloan Striker Burst Rifle, that's the Mythic. You go watch any Chapter 3 Zero build gameplay, you're gonna see the Striker Burst Rifle there. It is incredibly accurate, and it's just very easy to pick people off at those longer ranges. Now, what I will say is, was I taking the Striker over the Hammer Assault Rifle? Personally, no. I like the Hammer more, but I would see why people enjoy using this weapon. Moving on to number 6 is one of the most underrated Fortnite weapons in this game's history. It is the Prime Shotgun. This is one of my favorite weapons I've ever used in this game. I hold the Prime Shotgun so close to my heart, and yes, while this is a little bit of bias here, the Prime Shotgun is genuinely a pretty good option. And the thing with this weapon is you can't go into it expecting to treat it like a regular shotgun. You can't do that, and that's because the Prime Shotgun, as many of you guys know, deals 50% more damage upon firing the first shot in a magazine, obviously when this thing's fully loaded. What that means is that that first shot is so incredibly powerful, and as long as you have this shotgun reloaded at all times, right, even when you're in a fight, if you're able to take a shot, peek around the corner, quickly reload, and then take another shot, you are going to have one of the best Fortnite shotguns of all time. But if you treat it like something like a TAC shotgun where you're just rattling off shots one after another, this thing is gonna suck. When this thing is not fully charged up, it is booty, man. So yeah, I think it's one of those shotguns where if you know how to use it, you're gonna have a great time with it. And it is one of my favorite shotguns of all time, but it's not within the top 5 on this list. The number 5 spot is being protected by the Hammer Assault Rifle. There is no doubt about it, this is one of the community's most favorite assault rifles this game has ever seen. And at first, I feel like I didn't really understand the Hammer Assault Rifle hate. Like, if you go back to some of my shorts from like years ago when I was just a bot on YouTube, I was ripping into the Hammer Assault Rifle, but after using this thing in reload, I will say it absolutely shreds. Its very decent fire rate means that, you know, it can be used as kind of your close quarters sub, but also at those longer ranges because you are getting that first shot accuracy all the time. My only complaint about the Hammer AR is just that recoil, right? Anybody who has used the Hammer AR knows the recoil is kind of out of control, honestly. I know some of you guys are gonna say skill issue, but it feels like when you use it, it's just shaking left to right. That's the hardest type of recoil to control. And honestly, if it weren't for another assault rifle on this list, it would easily be the best in Chapter 3. Moving on to number 4 though, guys, that's gonna be the Hunter Bolt Action Sniper. This is what I believe to be one of the best Fortnite sniper rifles of all time. It is easily within the top 5, and let me explain why. So for starters, the blue and above versions all do 100 body shot damage. That is huge. You can one-shot anybody who doesn't have any shield, but also the fire rate is crucial, right? You've got a fire rate of 0.64, which is double that of the regular bolt action sniper, and a headshot multiplier of 2.5 times. That means even in zero build mode, you can one-tap headshot somebody, right? You're doing over 250 damage, and it's got a magazine size of 3, so it's not like the regular bolt where, you know, you have to reload after every single shot. You've got three shots. You can stay in that scope. It is really an underrated sniper rifle, and remember, it didn't always used to be that way. It originally launched doing max 99 body shot damage in the legendary rarity, which is unbelievable, and a headshot multiplier of 2.0. I mean, before the buffs, this was one of the worst Fortnite weapons we've ever seen, but in its current state, it is really, really good. But no way is it better than the explosive